truth. I don't know if any of you have been in a court, but you know what the horrible people do in the courts. They make you say that, don't they? I promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and everything but the truth. Well, not quite like that, is it? And nothing but the truth. Just making sure you're awake. Yeah, it's truth. So important. And if you're in court and they can find that you've been telling lies, you can be in trouble, can't you? That's my mum. Long time ago. And mum always used to tell me, Clive, always tell the truth and shame the devil. I must have said one or two things that weren't quite true, I suppose, for her to keep on saying that, because I remember she would keep on saying it to me. So I guess there were one or two things that weren't all that truthful that came from my little lips in those days. One day when I was about 8 or so, perhaps 7, Mum took me to a tent mission in the town, big tent, and I had to go along with Mum, and I found Dad had some old newspapers, local Somerset Standard papers, and I found the date on it as well, actually, once, about this man coming, this big tent mission, not like tent campaigns nowadays, you know, but it was a simple sort of tent mission, nice time. But I didn't really understand too much. But coming out by the door, the preacher there looked at me and he's, hello, what's your name? Sort of thing, you know, typical thing. And Mr. Bedford said, are you a good boy? And before I could tell him how good I was, my mum butted in and she said, he tells lies. And I thought, what a horrible mum. Splitting on me to the preacher. How could I get out of this one? I didn't want to say, no, I don't tell lies. Because I knew I'd be telling another lie to the preacher, you see. But anyhow, that was truth, a thing that happened to me. I like this little scene. Lady talking over the water to her neighbour. I wish I could tell you more. But I've already told you more than I was told. Rings a bell, doesn't it? We can be like that, can't we? Telling a little bit more than we were told. What's that called? A lie, isn't it? And we know telling lies is wrong. But we do it, don't we? We like to have friends who tell us the truth. Why don't we like to have friends who are liars? Well, if we've got a friend who tells us the truth, we know we can depend upon that friend. But if we know we've caught them out because they've told a lie there, they've told a lie there, they've told a lie there, and then when they tell us something else, you're starting to think, well, is that really the truth? No. We like people who are truthful. When the Lord Jesus was before Pilate, he said this. Pilate had asked him if he was a king. John 18:37. Jesus said, you say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice, or obeys me, in other words. And then Pilate comes out with that famous statement, sentence. Pilate said to him, what is truth? How many times do we hear a politician even, or somebody else, quote that little phrase, three-word sentence of Pilate? Don't know why politicians should even bother to say a thing like that. What is truth? Because they don't even know what truth is, do they? Especially the present party. We need to ask this question. What is truth? What is truth? Where can it be found? Real truth. Mankind will tell us this. Truth is relative. There is no absolute truth. Ever heard that? People talking, saying that about truth. There is no absolute truth. Oh, how convenient. If there's no absolute truth, then I can do whatever I want to do without feeling guilty. Oh yes, there is absolute truth. God is absolute truth. God is perfect truth. Deuteronomy 32, verse 3, ascribe greatness to our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are justice, a God of truth, and without injustice, righteous and upright is he. God is the source of all truth. Do you know there's something that God cannot do? Do you know what that is? Something that the great God of heaven cannot do. God cannot lie. We can believe God. Titus 1 says, in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. God cannot, will not tell a lie. John 1, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Truth is found in God. And you all know that one. John 14, verse 6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is truth. And truth will never change. Some people say, well, that's my truth. And then the next week they change it and get some other idea. God will never change. His truth can never change. It is bound up in the unchanging character of God. God who will not change. So if God won't change, his truth won't change as well. And we've got to remember this. There is someone who doesn't want us to believe the truth. Someone who is very active, someone who has a vast army, all trained the same, who doesn't want us to believe the truth. Remember when the devil spoke through the serpent to Eve? Has God said? Was the question, wasn't it? Yes, we can eat from all the trees in the garden, but except that tree in the middle of the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, we mustn't eat from that one, or we'll die. You won't die. In other words, don't believe God. How the devil is tricking people today as well. You can't believe God. Science has proved the Bible wrong. Don't ever believe that. That's a load of rubbish. Honest science proves the Bible true. Oh, there's lots of liars out there who call themselves scientists, but they don't want to believe the Bible because that makes them accountable to a great big God who they've got to give an account of their life to one day. So, you know, we'll invent this and say this and this. They try to convince themselves. But there is a God. And deep down, every man knows in his heart, Romans 1 tells us, that there is a God. It's obvious. They've only got to look around. But they don't want to believe in God. There can only be one absolute truth. A hippie type young woman listened to me as I was preaching once and stopped and took a Gospel of John. She seemed interested. And I was then explaining the Gospel, how that the Lord Jesus is the only way. No, he's not. That's your truth. Mine is. And she tried to tell me her truth. And I said, there's only one truth. That's the Bible. No, that's your truth. Somebody, you can have, he can have his truth. She can have her truth. He can have his truth. I'm pointing out like this. And I said, long time ago, I used to be a carpenter and joiner. The most accurate tool in my tool bag was that thing. Yeah, on the left. Looking at that, I get me left and right spelled that. It was the plumb line, plumb bob, as we used to call them. Brass little thing with a point on it, with a hole in the top so you could attach some string, and you would hold that in your hand. That was the most accurate tool in my bag. You could hold it up anywhere, and it would show you what was level. Sometimes you might have a spirit level, and the one on the left there, that's the correct one. But if your spirit level is out a little bit, it's going to make you put that door jamb into the wall out a little bit. So the spirit level can be checked against the plumb bob if you've got doubts about it, because that plumb bob will always show you the one upright. And there can only be one upright. Some buildings are a little bit out. Some buildings might be a lot out of upright. There can only be one upright. And I said to that young lady, there can only be one upright. And that's the laws of nature that God has given, shows you the upright. And my little plumb bob will always show me that. And there can only be one truth. God is truth. Oh, no, that's a load of rubbish. And she went up the street. I think even had the Gospel of John back as well. She was so upset with it. But no, there is no such thing as varying truths. His truth, her truth, my truth. Oh no, there's only one absolute truth, and that is found in God. Because he is absolute truth, and he can only speak absolute truth. So God's word is truth. All of it. Given by God for us. That lovely book, 66 different books in that one book. God's word for us. No mistakes in God's word. If you find a mistake, then you've got to look a little bit more and think, well, why is that sounding like it's a mistake? Might be through dates. Oh yeah, that man started working out his dating from there. That man started out working out his dating from there. But no mistakes in the Bible. No contradictions in the Bible. Oh, we get that in the open air. Oh, I can't have that. You're talking a load of rubbish. It's God's word, the Bible. No, no, there's contradictions in the Bible. And I'll say, here's my Bible. Show me one. I've never had anybody in nearly 55 years of preaching this gospel message who's been able to take my Bible and show me a mistake or contradiction in that book. The Lord Jesus says, thy word is truth. So, what God says in his word is true. So what God says about my sin must be true. Now, I might not like it, but we've got to accept it. And so often I get people arguing and say, well, you don't make the rules. God has made the rules. And it's his rule that's going to count in the end, and you're going to be judged on his rules, not on your ideas of those rules. God's truth is right about my sin. Romans 3, for there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's all of us here. Everybody in the whole wide world. What God says about a judgment day must be true. If he can't lie, and he speaks of a judgment day coming, a great white throne when everyone has to stand before him, that must be true, because God says it. What God says about the Lord Jesus must be true. He died for my sin. And if the Bible says he died for the sins of the whole world, then that means he died for my sin, doesn't it? What God says about the resurrection must be true. He rose again the third day, and he'll never die again. It's true. He is alive. What God says about the ascension must be true. The Lord Jesus has gone up into heaven, and there he's working on the behalf of all those who trust him as their Saviour. And what God wants us all to come to him, if he says it, does he mean it? He can't lie. 1 Timothy 2:3, God our Saviour, who desires all men, and women, by the way, who desires all men and women to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. God wants us to be living our lives in the truth. Before we can do that, we've got to come to him and trust the Lord Jesus as our Saviour. His promises must be true. Do you know there's over 6,000 promises in the Bible? Went online, there was a couple of places you can go to, and they say there's, this was after I put in 6,000, I found that there's several people who believe there are over 7,000 promises in the Bible. I haven't checked all 6,000, yet alone the 7,000. Mary and me were having a discussion in the week, weren't we, about how many promises and in the Bible, but yeah. Just over 6,000, and some people say over 7,000. That's an awful lot of promises, isn't it? And every one of them is true. Do you know there's promises even for the person who doesn't come to the Lord Jesus? That they're going to be cast into that lake of fire, that place called hell. Well, yeah, they can claim their promises, but I've sometimes said to somebody, oh, no, that promise is for the Christians. Here's one or two for you, and they haven't liked it for some reason, don't know why, but yeah. Us who know the Lord, over 7,000 promises in the Bible. And I can always believe the God who cannot lie. And once we've come to him, he wants us to be truthful. Let's not exaggerate, let's not twist the truth. Let's always be seeking to share the truth that is in the Word of God. And let's always be wanting to tell the truth to our neighbours as well. God wants us to be living in the truth. Do I speak to somebody who the devil has been trying to say to you, you can't believe the Bible, you can't believe God? Oh, friends, we can. We can. So many good sites, websites, you can go to creation.com and places like that where you can really find help if you're finding it hard to believe the Bible. But we've got to believe it and obey it. And let's make sure that we've come and trusted that Saviour who cannot lie, who is the truth, and then go on to rest in the promises of God. Amen.